Ken Watmore, your host of Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. Show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover, some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. Well, thanks for joining me for another show. Here this week we've got just a great guest. This is Albert Mazibuko, who is a member of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Albert has been with the band since 1969, and these guys are still going strong. What an awesome band, and I had such a blast getting to know Albert a little bit. I think you're going to enjoy the interview, and I know you'll enjoy the album. I didn't know that these guys were a Christian group. If you remember back in the 80s, they had got hooked up with Paul Simon. They began to tour with Paul Simon and did the Graceland album with them and went on the Graceland tour with Paul Simon as well. And, you know, listening to an album that came out right in 1988, actually, which is called Journey of Dreams, I was sitting back one day and I knew I heard some of the lyrics right, and it said, Amen, Hallelujah, and I had to look at it. In one of the songs, you know, I had always read the African title, which I can't pronounce, but what it meant was Mercy of God. And I looked into the lyrics a little bit deeper and I thought, you know, I bet these guys are a Christian band. And then I noticed on the end of the album, I had never even caught it before, that they sang Amazing Grace. And I thought, you know, there's a lot of secular artists that sing Amazing Grace, but I wanted to dig in and find out where these guys were. And I was so fortunate to be able to get connected with Albert and find out a little bit more about Ladysmith Black Mambazo and how they came to know Christ as a band, not just as individuals. And then where that carries them now today. I know you're going to love the interview. And again, I absolutely am certain that you're going to love the CD. It's great stuff. So here it is, Journey of Dreams with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Well, thanks for joining us. It's Ken Watmore here, your host on Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. And I have a wonderful guest with me today from the group Ladysmith Black Mambazo. I have Albert Mazibuko. Albert, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you there?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking the time out to just share a little bit with me. I've been a fan of this group for some time. And,
wonderful.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to tell you how this came about because you and I don't know each other. I don't want to fake that we do or anything like that. But I was in my office one day and I was sitting back listening to the album Journey of Dreams, which is produced some time ago.
Yeah.
And in fact, it shows 1988, a Warner Brothers release. And I was sitting back listening, and I heard at the end of the first song, Amen, Hallelujah. Now, I'm in radio ministry. I'm in a media ministry group. And I said, wow, I never had heard that before listening to this album. So it prompted me to look into the lyrics a little bit more. And as I'm reading through, I recognize some areas where I start to think, you know what, faith may be a big part of this band. And again, you and I have not talked about this. But then I get into the fact that you sang Amazing Grace at the end of the CD with Paul Simon in accompaniment. So I'm going to throw this question to you. In Ladysmith Black Mambazo, what role does faith play?
You know, faith, it plays a big role, and in fact, it's faith that makes us keep going, and even our success is based on faith. We don't do anything without praying. Every evening or whenever we are going to do the show, we get together backstage, we stretch, and after that we pray. We've got our special prayer. We pray, and then after that we sing, just warm up our voices. Even when we are rehearsing, we never start rehearsal except we started with a prayer, and then when we end it with a prayer. Every tour that we take, before we take a big tour, we give ourselves time to fast and go out in the mountain, the place that we choose that time, and then we pray, because we know that it's only God who can lead us in a good way and make us success.
Well, Now, I know this. I know that in South African culture, there are many different elements of faith, many different faiths. Where does this group, we're going to get into the group's history here in just a second also, but I want to find out, where does it start with Ladysmith, Black Mambazo? Where does the faith element come in? From when you're a childhood, or is it Christian faith? Talk to me about where your faith came from.
The faith came in 1975. In 1975, I got sick. I was sick, and then Joseph's wife was sick, and then also his brother, the late, and then he also got sick. And then while I was in hospital, and then the two person came to Joseph to pray for his brother. While I was in hospital, so this thing happened in the same time. While I was in hospital, there was a group who came in hospital. Those people were preachers. And they preached to us in hospital. I was in a ward where we were about 20 in that ward, and then they pray. This person, he read in the Bible, in the book of John, and he read chapter 3, verse 16. He talked about God's love.
Yes.
And then, I was so touched, because before that, I've never heard that verse in the way that man he put it. There and there, I told myself that now I am repenting, I'll become a Christian. Mm-hmm. And then when Joseph came to see me that afternoon in hospital, he came with these two people who came to pray for his brother. And they came there, and then they prayed for us, and then after that, Joseph told me that these are the people that will pray for his brother, and then they are the Christian. And then I said, I already accepted Jesus. And then after that, so it happened that way. So it was a little, challenge in the group to convince the other members to become a Christian. But after that, everyone was repent, and then we got baptized, and then in the church, so that we join, and then they sat down, and then they talk about our mission. They said, because now you are singers, what we're going to do, we're going to leave singing and become the member of the church. And then so they prayed also, and then God told them that no, they should let us sing, but we have to be where we go, we will be representing Christ.
Oh, praise God. That's great. It's as I will just share with you again, as I was listening to that CD, I was in prayer at the time, and that's when I heard it. I was literally just praying, and then I heard from the first song, which I can't pronounce, but it says Mercy of God is the name of the song, and I heard Amen, Hallelujah, and I thought, there are a lot of people in music who might sing songs that represent some faith, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're coming from a faith perspective. And I just kind of, as I read through more of the lyrics on this album in particular, I had the feeling that you certainly were a Christian group, but I wanted to talk to you about that without setting it up first. And now that we're recording this show and the people will listen to it, you and I both know that it was not a set up conversation. I wanted to get to the meat of it first to find out. And here's why. Especially because it's been on my heart to talk to people about the song Amazing Grace. And the song Amazing Grace has been sung by thousands of artists all over the globe. And they're not all Christians. And it always strikes me, and it makes me wonder, what do they feel when they sing that song? What does it mean to them? And certainly, as the spirit of that song was written by a former slave trader bringing slaves from South Africa, it probably has a resonant quality to people singing it from South Africa. But to sing about the amazing grace of Jesus Christ, it brings a whole new meaning in it. And I always wonder why secular artists aren't moved more by that song. But that's where I was going with that when I started to listen, and I thought, boy, I can't wait to talk to these guys. And frankly, I was privileged to see one of your shows here in Colorado. Years and years ago, my wife and I went and saw you guys play, and it was amazing. You really are blessed. It's a wonderful thing to see you.
Thank you very much.
Well, let me ask you, now we'll go back to the history of the group. Now, I've been, you know, I understand that you've been with the group since 1969.
Yes.
So, I mean, you guys have been around a little bit. Where does the group start? How does that happen?
The group, Joseph Shabalala, the leader and the founder of our group, he formed his group in 1960. That time, when I saw him for the first time, I was still in the farm in Ladysmith because he was coming from Durban. It was December, and then he came with his group. And then I had my own group. That time we were, you know, young boys. And in my group, because I formed my group when I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
By that time, I was 11. And then when he came with his group, so I saw them. They sing so beautiful. And then I told my group, no, let's forget about singing. When I grow up, I'll go and join him. In fact, he formed the group in 1960. But this group that he had, they were very successful in performing and doing some concert in the area. But Joseph, he was looking something more than that, because he wanted to write new songs and have a message to the people. And in 1969, so he dissolved that group. In fact, he left the group. The group, it was about 15 of them. He left it. Then he came to me. He came with his brother, the late, and then I was with my brother, and who is also late, and then one of my cousins. And when he came to us, he came in the mid-morning, and then so he told us that now this is what he's looking for. So he wants to create the kind of music which is going to deliver the fresh message to the people, because he has something. And then he even told us that he has been dreaming about the music. And then since 1964, he had it every time when he goes to sleep, he dreams. That dream that he was dreaming people who was singing for him. And so he told us a story, and then so we said, wow, this is so challenging. And then so we accepted the challenge. We said, okay, let's give it a try, because you said the group that you have, they didn't want to listen to you anymore. So they said, they are right. We know that they are very good. But he said, no, I'm looking for something more than that. And then so we started again in 1969. In fact, we reformed the group in 1969. So since then, we never stopped.
Well, I mean, goodness gracious, we are now 2009, moving into 2010, and I also know that your group is planning on a trip to Colorado in March of 2010. What about what's going on now? Are you guys touring right now?
We are touring right now. That tour is started in Asia. We started in Asia, and then we went in Australia. So because when we flew from Australia, so we had to stop in South Africa for one day. We went to our home one day, and then so we came to the States. And then so we're going to be here until August 3 and then go back home.
Wow. That's great. And then you'll go back on tour. Let me ask you this. You, coming from the roots of what you just explained, you know, young guys, 1965 through the early 1970s, and then it seems like in the early 80s, all of a sudden there was this success. And I mean, an amazing success, not just a little bit. I mean, God really put some favor on you, and you guys kind of blew up, so to speak. You were doing commercials and CDs with different people and all over the place. And then ultimately, when I first heard about you, you were doing a CD with Paul Simon. That's a pretty remarkable thing. How did that come to pass?
You know, those things, when we think about that, we always see that God is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
is amazing, because the time when we received the phone call that Paul Simon was looking for Joseph Shabalala, we were around in Johannesburg. We were on tour because the group, it was success that time. But the situation in South Africa, it was very tense because it was a lot of violence everywhere. So some other shows have been cancelled, and then some other shows have been postponed. And then when we go to some places, people said, no, we cannot let people to come together as a group because the situation is so bad. So things were starting to shake, but God opened the other way for us. And then it happened this way: when Joseph called his home, when we were around in Pretoria, and then his wife told him that there is a guy who's looking for him. He's in Johannesburg by the name Paul Simon. And we said, wow, Paul Simon is looking for Joseph Shabalala, what he wants to do. And then because we knew his music, the song that Bridge Over Troubled Waters, it was played all the time in the on the radio at home. But Joseph went to see him in the other morning, and then when we came back, we surrounded him, said, wow, did you see him? He said, yes, I saw him and I met him. What did he say? And he said he wants to work with the group. So we were a little confused. We said, wow, he wants to work with the group. This guy, he sings the different music and then our music. We thought maybe he will connect that with maybe the other groups here in America who sing some kind of a cappella music or gospel music. But he said he wants to work with us. After 2 weeks, we received the package in the post office. So there was a tape in the group, in the package, and then he was singing by himself. That's the demo, playing piano, and he sang only two lines: "Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on the moonlit lake." And then something he sang. And then he wrote the letter. He said on the letter, "Joseph, don't change the melody because I took it from one of your recordings. But you can add anything." And so we tried to work around on that one, but the message, it was so perfect for the timing for the message was right, because people, they were sleeping in the mountain because of the violence, people they were fighting. And then we start the song with the Silale Maweni, that means we are sleeping in the cliff. So we said, this is a song that is going to, the message, it would be perfect for the people to see what they are doing is not right. And so we work around that, and then we practice. After another 2 weeks, we received a telegram that was telling us to come to England, also the plane's tickets, and then we went to England to record. We met him for the first time in the studio as a group. So he shook hands with us, he gave us the hug, which was something that we've never seen. I said, wow, this is so cool. And after that, we started, it was about 2:30 in the afternoon, then we started to record the song, and then they set up the microphones, and then we stand around the microphone, so we started to sing the song, and then was so many people were trying to help, and then so everything, it was confusing. It was the first time as Ladysmith Black Mambazo to struggle in the studio, because we used to go to the studio prepared. We used to record about 12 songs a day, Wow. But one song, we struggled with the song didn't want to come together until 6 in the evening. Then Paul Simon said, okay, let's call it a day, and then let's go back to our hotel. And then so in the morning, we will try it again. We went back to the hotel. We were very disappointed, because this thing never happened to us. And we had dinner after we get in the hotel, and then after that, we got together in Joseph's room, and we prayed. We were so concerned that this thing, it might not work, but we see this is a good idea. And we pray, and then after we pray, we rehearse. We rehearsed the song, because now we had an idea what Paul Simon was looking for. We rehearsed until 12 midnight, and then the song was together that time, and then we went back to sleep. Then following day, Joseph, when we got to the studio, and then he told Paul Simon that we have been rehearsing something, so we want you to listen to it. And then we sang the whole song. And Paul Simon said, "This is it. This is what I was looking for. This is even greater than I thought." And then he took everybody out from the studio. It was Mambazo and Paul Simon and his sound engineering, and we sang the song. And then he told us, "Okay, sing the song, and then I'm going to." You know, this song, it was not even edited. We recorded everything at that time.
Wow.
So the Spirit of God was, you know, guiding us in a big way. And we sang the song, and then in 2 hours, the song was there. And they called the media, television people, and they came. So we just take pictures and miming and tape those. So that's how it happened. And then, so from there, things happened.
Absolutely, and in a really big way. Well, that is... That's great. And here you go today, still pressing forward and sharing this wonderful gift that God's given you. I'm going to, on our show, I'm going to play this CD because I think that it's apropos to the interview and you and I talking about this and how it came about. But I'm going to play the CD as well. And I just love how it opens up with a song that's called Mercy of God. And how do you say that? I'm not even going to try it. But that first song... Umusa, I'll try that word.
Oh, Umusa, yes. Yeah, Umusa. Kankulunkulu, yes.
That's it, okay. And then It ends with the song Amazing Grace, which is a remarkable rendition because it's with you and Paul Simon, and it truly is a great song. You guys have done a remarkable job with that. And then So what's going on with you now as far as can people go to a website and follow along with Lady Smith, Black Mambazo? I mean, I show a website that is ladysmithblackmambazo.com, and I can see about you guys, but I'm not sure that it shows a timeline for tour dates and things like that. Is there a way people can find that out?
Yes, before they can go there and find it. Maybe sometimes other things, maybe they're not updated. But what I can tell you that is that right now what we are busy in, as we are touring now, because now we've got young guys in the group.
Uh-huh.
Because we wish this group can be, you know, go, even though when we pass on and then, he will be still around. We've got 4 Joseph sons in the group. So now we are training them. And then Joseph, he gave his youngest son, he said he's the one who's going to lead the group for now. But as Joseph is in the group and then he's performing. But what he do, and then when we perform, he opened the show and maybe sing 2 songs, and then he introduced his son, and his son takes over, maybe sing 2-3 songs, and then after that I do some other things in just to interconnect with the audience and teaching them the song, and then we sing, we compete against the Smith Black Mambazo. And after that, we introduce the other son of Joseph, Sbongiseni, and then he lead the other song, which we are going to expand that because we want these young guys to take over in leading the group. And then we're also working on something that when we do some recordings, which is the following recording, which is going to happen, we don't know yet when, but we've got the material. So they will be able to lead the other songs in the recording because we want them to, we are grooming them and then make them, you know, be able to lead the group.
Oh, that's excellent.
Oh, is that what we do the most? But if you go to our website, so you can learn a lot about the group.
Well, I will definitely direct people there here in 1 second. And I just want to check, you know, when you all do come here, or if we can link up anywhere across the country as we're somewhere in the same place at the same time, I'd love to sit down with you and the band and turn the cameras on and get this dialogue as well, if that would be something you would entertain.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, we'd love to do that. Well, let me tell, and if you can stick with me for just one moment after I close out the show here, I want to talk to you about one more thing, but we're going to have to do that off the air. So I want to just tell friends that you're able to go and check out ladysmithblackmambazo.com. I would encourage you to go there so you can follow along, see when the band's coming to your area, because this truly, I can tell you from experience, is a is an unbelievable performance that you've got to see. And now, knowing just for sure that God's hand is on this group as well, I know you'll be blessed, and I want you to support them. A great Christian group that is obviously discipling young men to come into the group and carry on with the purpose of sharing this great blessing that God's given them and God's message as well. So this guest today, just thank you again, Albert Mazibuko. You have been wonderful and a true joy, and I can't wait to know you better. So for our friends again, this is Ken Watmore with Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. Feel free to check us out online at that 1615.tv. And again, go to ladysmithblackbombazo.com. Well, there's another featured artist show in the can. Thanks for joining us this week here on Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. If you missed the show or if you want to replay it, you can log on to our website, 1615.tv. Follow the radio trail all the way through to the featured artist page, and you can even subscribe to the podcast. You can get it on iTunes, download the show, listen to the artist interview. And on that show, you'll get one song out of the whole CD instead of the whole thing, because certainly we want you to go to their website and buy their music. We love supporting the artists that support us, so we'd love to drive you back towards their site so you can pick up a copy for yourselves. But every week, we feature great new music right here on 1615.tv. Join us Sundays at 5 o'clock for the featured artist profile.